the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Then the Jews started arguing with one another. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they said. Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate, they are dead, but anyone who eats this bread will live forever."
Jesus reminds people in the synagogue at Capernaum of the manna which was given to the Israelites by God in the desert. And he tells them that the manna which he is and which he will give them will have no limit of time or power. He says, "I can give myself, I can transubstantiate for the sake of men, so that the bread may become flesh and the flesh may become bread, for the spiritual hunger of men. Without that food, men would die of starvation and spiritual diseases. But if one eats this bread with justice, one will live forever. The bread which I will give is my body, sacrificed for the life of the world. It is my love, spread in the houses of God, so that all loving or unhappy souls may come to the table of the Lord and may find solace to their need to be united to God and relief to their sorrows." "But how can you give us your flesh to eat? Who do you think we are? Bloodthirsty beasts or savages or murderers? Blood and crime disgust us." And Jesus says, "I tell you solemnly that man is very often more cruel than beasts, that sin makes men savages, that pride makes them bloodthirsty murderers, and that blood and crime will not disgust all the people present here. And also in future, man will be the same, because Satan, sensuality, and pride make him brutal. Man, therefore, with greater care, must rid himself of the dreadful germs through the infusion of the Holy One. I tell you solemnly that if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and you do not drink his blood, you will not have life in you. He who eats my flesh worthily and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live for the Father, so whoever eats me will live also for me, will go where I send him, and will do what I want. He will live austerely as a man, and as ardently as a seraph. And he will be holy, because in order to be able to feed on my flesh and my blood, he will abstain from sin. He will live ascending, and he will finish his ascent at the feet of the Eternal Father. The people present, including many of Jesus' known disciples, whisper, "He's mad. Who can live like that? In our religion, only the priest is to be purified to offer the victim. He wants to make us victims of his madness. His doctrine is too painful, and his language is too hard. Who can listen to him and practice what he says?"